Music.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Strange Music Podcast Interviews. My name is Victor Sandoval, and I'll be your host for today. Joining us live for today's episode will be Funk Volume's Hobson. Some of you may recognize Hobson from his incredible independent success. Most of you probably know Hobson from his popular appearance on Tech N9ne's Am I a Psycho from All Sixes and Sevens. Today we're going to be talking to Hobson about his work with Tech N9ne and Strange Music, as well as his recent Double XL freshman cover shoot. We're also going to discuss his new album, Knock Madness, and get some insight in Funk Volume's success. If you'd like to talk to Hobson, please call us at 347-994-3066 and press 1 to talk to Hobson. In the interest of getting through all the callers that we have today, I'm going to ask that you please be mindful of your questions and comments. You know, we want to get to everyone. We have a lot of fans of Hobson and Funk Volume calling in today. So, as we are waiting for Hobson to call in right now, I'm going to take a few calls from some of you fans out there and see what you have to say today. Let's go to Austin in Oregon real quick. Austin. Austin, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
What's up, man? How you doing today?
Nothing, just chilling, trying to listen to what Hobson got to say about this new album. Really excited for that.
All right, are you talking about Knock Madness?
Yeah.
All right, what are you most excited about this album?
What am I not excited about this album? I heard he was supposed to be releasing a single this week. I'm ready to hear that, but I don't know. I don't know too much about it. I heard it was supposed to drop in the summer, but that's just what I heard.
Right, right. I don't think too many of us know too much about it. He's been pretty secretive about it. And actually, you're right. There is a single dropping this week. He did say that he wants this to be better than Detox. What do you think about that?
I think it should be. Like, I don't know. I liked it, but I'm really excited for this, and I really think it'll bring some new shit to the table.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. I'm going to go ahead and talk to a few more callers here. Stay on the line, though. Hobson will be with us soon. So, let's see. Next, we have Calvin, also from Oregon. Calvin. Calvin, you with us, brother?
All right. I guess Calvin's not on. I just got to say that considering that Detox might not ever come out, I don't know how big of a statement that is.
Right. And for those of you listening, this is Strange Music lead editor Jeff Nelson joining us for a quick second here. No, you're right. You know what? I read that quote, and I thought to myself, well, you know, well, I guess we'll see how that goes. But Hobson did actually say we don't even know what Detox sounds like. So
That's very true. I'm sorry to interrupt, man. Does everyone know the lowdown about what is going on here?
As far as Hobson calling in?
Yeah.
Okay, well, for everyone listening, Hobson will be joining us a little bit into the show. I actually don't know what he's keeping busy at the moment.
A little bit. Dude ain't coming on for 30 minutes. Dude ain't coming on for 30 minutes, but he's a rap star. He's on BET, so he can do that, I guess.
So
it's
he can
all
do
good.
That.
All right, yeah, and I'm not bitter. Hey, for everyone out there, I'm not bitter. Victor, I know. It's your show, dude. Before we get to some, I'll let you get to some more callers. Can we talk about a few things that we have coming up on the blog? A few things going on at Strange.
Absolutely.
All right. Everyone knows about that Unfair video that we dropped last week. That thing has got over 100,000 views. I was able to get Tech to sit down and actually go through the lyrics line by line. And so we're going to be putting that up pretty soon. His entire verse, the chorus, and his interpretation. So be on the lookout for that. Man, and I just got to – we both heard that TNT song. If people
Mayday dropped their second single today. For those of you who haven't peeped that yet, I recommend that featuring Dead Prez, man. What did you think of that one?
I just thought the entire song was – I mean – yeah, Dead Prez killed it. Dead Prez killed it. I remember getting into them when they had that song, It's Bigger Than Hip Hop, and with that crazy bass line and everything. And no, they killed it. But that song, man, if the record is up to par with those two songs that we've heard so far, I'm calling it right now. It's going to be in those top 10 lists. And I'm not talking about just Hip Hop DX. I'm talking about, like, Spin, Rolling Stone magazine. It could be one of the best albums of the year.
I think there's something real. I don't know if I want to use the word magic and sound corny, but there's something real. You know, there's something behind that album that I think everyone is getting behind, and it's just.
Everyone that's heard it so far is going apeshit, and I'm going to throw myself in that pile, because after hearing that second song, people go to blog.strangemusicinc.com and check that out. It's near the top. It's called TNT. It features Dead Prez, and it's just amazing. Go to strangemusicinc.com and pre-order that bitch. Do that now, because I think people are not ready for this. And,
hey, let me say that if Travis McGuinn is saying that this could be the best album we've ever released, then, you know, how can you doubt that?
Well, yeah, it's going to be damn good. But I think, you know, it's beyond that. They're on some next shit right here. So, Vic, I apologize for jumping in. I know we got a lot of, not a lot. We got a few minutes to kill.
We got a lot of callers. I want to interject, though, for all our listeners who aren't aware, run over to blog.chriscalico.com and wish Chris Calico a happy birthday.
Definitely. And obviously, you know, we want to fill up a little bit of time. Sorry to hop on here. Victor Sandoval is the shit.
No,
follow him on
no
Twitter.
No pun intended.
He is the shit. Love this guy. Can't say enough good about him. I'm going to let you get to some more callers, try to get all their questions out of the way before we get to Hobson, so they can all find out what they want to know.
Right. I want to hear from some of these callers to see what they called in for today with Hobson. Let's see. We got Connor in Georgetown. Connor.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother? You called in today. Obviously, Hobson's going to be with us. What are you going to ask Hobson today?
Man, I don't know, man. Ever since Anima Psycho came out, I've seen, probably everything that Hobson's made. And he's, like, my favorite rapper at this time, Funk Volume. Like, the label, like, they're growing this year huge. They just signed Dizzy. And I'm waiting for this Hot Madness and Knock Madness to drop on, I think Hot Madness is dropping this Saturday, yeah. And I don't know. I've been waiting for this album for a while, but I don't know. I want to know, like, what he's bringing to the table that he brought and, like, how he brought Raw. Like, it was insane. So, like, I'm just looking forward to hearing more crazy beats from him.
Oh, right on, man. Right on. That's very cool. I think we all wanted to get some insight on Knock Madness, especially the way he's been talking about it. Thanks, Connor. Stay on the line, man. Make sure, because Hobson will be joining us shortly. Let's hear from Daniel in Arizona. Daniel.
Yes.
What's going on?
How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
You know, I love Strange Music. I represented it all the way from Los Angeles to Arizona. Anybody that hears the Hobsons or Tech N9ne or Mayday, they're on it like flies on shit, man. That stuff is really hot.
Oh, absolutely, man. Obviously, you know, you're with us today to hear from Hobson. What are you looking forward to from Hobson?
Just to see when he's going to drop his new album. I've heard a couple of his singles. You know, I like that a lot. See if he is actually going to sign with Strange Music. You know, I heard a couple of rumors about. Yeah, so, you know, just see the collaboration he did with Tech N9ne, how, you know, they work really well together. You know, I like Swiss. So, just seeing what he has planned for the future. You know, how does he feel about finally making it? You know, and he has a lot of strong fans that are basically underground. So, I just wish him the best.
Oh, absolutely, man. Stay on the line with us. You know, Hobson will be joining us. I'm going to get to a few more callers here and see what you all have to say about Hobson and Funk Volume. For those of you who did not catch it, you know, Hobson did make the cover Double XL Freshman this year. So let's get to AJ in Utah.
Yo, what AJ. Up, what up?
What's going on, man?
Not much. I'm just a new recent fan of this guy, and, you know, he just brings a raw. And not too many rap artists out there now could do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all like you can make up a stupid-ass song, and it could be just stupid, and everybody will like it. And I like how, he talks out about the Illuminati. That takes some balls right there, and how he didn't make it. You know, it'd be cool if he signs with Strange, because then, you know, then he can start touring with them, and he'll have a lot of fan bases, because there's already a lot of people that like him. I mean, he's fucking dope.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm on the same page with you. I think a lot of people are wondering, will he ever tour with Strange? We're going to get to that today. We will ask him that today. We'll get that out of him.
That'd be awesome. But, yeah, like, if I'm slurring my words, I'm a stoner. So, and, yeah, hopefully you understood me.
No, right on.
No,
Andrew,
he just brings it raw. He's one of my favorite artists now. I mean, like I said, not too many artists nowadays can keep it like him. And, you know, it's good to see that they're making it real. So,
oh yeah, man. AJ, do me a favor and stay on the line, man, because we're gonna get to most of you today and get your questions out of the way for Hobson. That was a good one though. Him touring with Strange, we are gonna ask him that. We'll get to the bottom of that. Red in Washington.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. Just kicking it. Sent you a story a minute ago about how I'm trying to come up and everything. Hobson though. Damn, that fool's raw.
Oh yeah, tell me what you like most about Hobson, man.
Just the fact he don't bite his tongue. Like he'll say what the fuck ever. Like I don't know, in Ill Mind of Hobson 3 or something, he said something about Rick Ross jumping on Wayne or something because he's fat. I mean, like you just you know what I'm saying? You can't like fabricate that shit. Like that's real shit.
Oh no, yeah, I know not a lot of rappers have the let's say the balls that Hobson has these days, and that's probably something that a lot of you guys like, so that's dope. Red, do me a favor, man, and stay on the line because we're going to have much more with Hobson once he actually calls in. Corey from Boston.
Yes, Corey.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, this dude Hobson, man, he's like the best new thing. It's crazy, man. Like, just like the dude was just saying before, he came at Wayne. Like, there's not a lot of people that can come at Wayne like that and just come off that easy. He's like, he just knew what he was saying, and you know, I can't wait to hear this new album and all the stuff he's doing with Strangeland. It's awesome, man. And I also keep hearing, I want to know what he thinks. I keep hearing people comparing him to young Eminem, like the way he sounds and how he just comes out so raw and just doesn't give a fuck what nobody thinks about him. And, like, I don't know. I want to know how he feels about that, if he believes in that he sounds like Eminem at all, you know.
Oh, no, yeah, right on. Actually, we are going to get to that today. I have heard that a lot myself, so that's a very good point you bring up, and I want to see what Hobson has to say about that. So I appreciate that you brought that up. Definitely an excellent point. Stay on the line with us, though, today. We're going to get to that today, I promise. Jordan and that just moved. I apologize for that. Fred from New York?
Yeah.
Fred, you with us?
Yeah.
What's up, man? We're talking to Hobson today, man. What do you want to hear from Hobson today?
I just want to know, like, what are some things that he talks about on his new album? What's he going to talk about on his new album?
Oh, okay, so you want to see what he's writing about on the new album, subject matter, content, that type of thing?
Yeah, and also if he's planning to make songs for more known rappers.
Oh, yeah, that's a very cool question. I'm sure a lot of fans out there want to hear more about Hobson and what he thinks about the industry rappers and whether or not he will do collabs with more people. Fred, do me a favor and stay on the line. John from Vegas.
Yo.
What's up, John?
Nothing's kicking it.
All right. We have Hobson on here today. What do you want to hear from Hobson today? Any questions, comments for him?
Yeah, I just wanted to let him know that he's fucking such an amazing rapper, dude. Like, for real, he inspires me. Dude's crazy, man. I just want to find out what his inspiration was for his last album. I hope it's the same inspiration he had for Raw, because Raw was a fucking dope-ass album, dude. You know what I mean?
Okay, what's your favorite song on Raw?
Raw? Whew.
Yeah.
I can't even answer that. It's probably have
can't
to be
answer that, huh?
Nocturnal Rainbows.
You know what? That's a lot of people really dig that song.
That last verse, man, it's crazy. It relates to a lot of people that I know and a lot of people. The last verse on that song.
All right, man, excellent. Do me a favor and stay on the line because we're going to get to Hobson, and I'm going to try to get to a lot of the questions that you guys have for Hobson today because they are really good questions. Trevor from Illinois.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, brother?
None, just chilling.
You know, I've been asking everyone, Hobson is on today. What do you want to hear from Hobson today? Any questions about the new album, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, dude, what's going to be on it, you know? How he felt when he was taping it, you know, what was on his mind and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. You know, I'm going to try to get some behind-the-scenes stuff from him. We'll see how much he'll actually reveal today, because he's been pretty secretive about the album in general. Do me a favor and stay on the line with us today, though, because we will try to get to everything that you guys are asking. William from Green Bay?
Yo, hey, William here. I just tuned into your station here. I just caught a glimpse of it. I don't know. I just want to know, like, who is Hobson? Where does he come from?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people would like to know that. Who really is, you know, the guy behind the MC? Have you listened to a lot of his music?
I listen to a lot of Strange Music. I'm a big fan. I've made it out to one of their Tech N9ne's tours. I got to see Mayday, and just make some good music, man. That's all I know.
Oh, absolutely, man. You know, stay on the line with us. We'll have Hobson. And actually, William just mentioned the tours. Of course, the Hostile Takeover tour happening. I hate to plug in the middle of the show, but you all know that you want to see it. You can get your VIP tickets and passes to that at strangevip.com. Anthony in Smithville.
Yeah.
What's going on, Anthony?
Not much. Just chilling.
Okay. We have Hobson on the show today. What kind of questions do you want to ask Hobson today?
I was just wondering where he got his inspiration for his verse in Am I a Psycho?
Okay, very cool. Was that the first time you heard Hobson, or had you heard him before that?
No, I've heard him before that. I started listening to him in the summer.
Okay, right on. So you definitely, you're familiar with Hobson, which is cool. Anthony, stay on the line. We will try to get to everyone. Kimball from KC Mo.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on, man?
I'll tell you what, I'm blazed right now. But yo,
I think a lot of our listeners are, but go on.
When will I see the Beatles and this dude Hobbs collaborate?
Okay.
Huh?
What is it to say that? That's dope. Do you have a question for Hobson as far as the album? What are you doing with Tech? Anything like that?
Yeah, then he's gonna collaborate with John Lennon. What's that nigga's name?
That's a great question. I've been wondering that for a long time.
You know what? I guess anything is possible these days, right?
No, I'll ask him that.
Oh, man. Okay, well, Kimball, stay with us. We have Walker from New York.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Good, good. You know, we've been talking to everyone here, Hobson fans, obviously. What do you want to hear from Hobson today, man?
Really, all I want to hear, he is my favorite rapper now. Eminem was always my favorite rapper, and then I came across Sag My Pants on accident, like, a year ago. And ever since then, I just, like, listen to all his stuff. His lyrics are, like, what I love the most. He has, like, the most amazing flow. Like, ever since Eminem, like, I haven't heard flow like that. Like, most of us want to, like, hear, like, how he, like, hones his, like, talent and stuff. Like, how does he, like, practice and stuff? Because, like, he's one of the, I personally think, I don't understand how he's still underground. Because there aren't any rappers like him. I love how he disses Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, Lupe, even Tyler, the Creator. Like, I love Tyler, but when he disses him, I can't even, like, be upset about that because it was so perfect.
Absolutely, man. And you bring up a point that was already brought up, which is good, is that he draws a lot of comparisons to Eminem. I think a lot of people feel that way. I want to get Hobson's thoughts on that. I want to see what he has to say about that. I think he's an Eminem fan, if I'm not mistaken. I don't want to speak for him or anything like that, but I think he is. Maybe some of you already know the answer to that. Let's keep it moving. We've got PJ from Colorado.
Hey, what up, man?
What's going on, PJ?
Just chilling, man. I just want to know why Hobson's always dissing Wayne. Like, Wayne, he's a mainstream rapper, you know? I just want to know what's the deal with him, you know? Like, Hobson, he's the shit. He's my homie, you know? Like, he's down, you know? I like all his shit. But, like, I just don't know. I don't
Are you a Wayne fan at all?
Yeah, I like Wayne, but, like, I'm like, a straight Tech N9ne fan. Like, Tech N9ne is the shit. Like, that's all I listen to is Strange and all that shit. But, like, I listen to Hobson, and I see him diss Wayne, and I'm like, you know, Wayne's good, but, like, if you have, like, you know, an underground rapper dissing on a mainstream rapper, you must be good. You got to be good, you know?
Oh man, yeah, that's a excellent point. And sorry if I sound distracted. I'm sitting here drinking a Monster, which of course sponsors Strange Music. I'm going to keep throwing cheap plugs at you because that's just what I do. Let's move on to Colton from Iowa. Colton.
Oh, yo, what's up?
What's going on, brother? You're with us here today. Hobson's going to be with us. Do you have any questions for Hobson?
Well, I've been like a Lil Wayne and Eminem fan, but until I heard Sack My Pants and Am I a Psycho, like the verse from Hobson and all that, I started listening to him more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think a lot of people had the same experience. Hello? Oh, well, Colton, you're still on the line, so just, you know, stay right on there. Hobson's going to be with us. I want to bring up something that I don't know if every one of you realize this, but Hobson did make the XXL Freshman cover. That is a huge deal. That sort of is a jumping point for a lot of artists, and today we're going to be talking to him about that and see what kind of effect it's had on him so far and what kind of effect he hopes it has on his career, because obviously people who have been on in the past, we're talking about Kendrick Lamar, Strange Music's J-Rock has been on it. I mean, it's just it's such a big deal, and I want to get his thoughts on that. We're going to keep it moving here with Steven from Missouri.
Yeah, I just want to do a little freestyle battle with him, you know, to see how good I am. Plus,
right on.
I got some questions about the him and Tech N9ne. Like, he needs to sign with Tech N9ne. Like, what is he doing?
Right. I think a lot of people have that question, actually. That's probably going to be a very popular question that I think we're going to have to get to. We can't. There's no avoiding it, right?
Yeah. Well, sorry, Hobson. I love you, but if you don't sign with Tech N9ne, you is a retarded dick. I'm just saying.
Oh, there you go. Steven from Missouri just called Hobson retarded for not signing with Strange Music. I'm gonna leave that on Steven right there. I'm going to label you as the guy who called him that. Mike from North Carolina.
Yeah, how's it going?
What's going on, Mike? What do you want to hear from Hobson today, brother?
Yeah. Now, when's he going to collaborate with Eminem and Tech N9ne? I think that'd be raw. I think he's on the MI. It's like a remake. I think that'd be real.
Which collaboration do you think you'd want to hear more? Hobson with Eminem or Hobson with Tech N9ne again?
I don't know, man. Sorry. I like to see all three of them together. Like, dude. I know Eminem. They said Eminem was supposed to be on Tech N9ne 6 all 6 and 7, but as they said, he couldn't get to it in time. So that's real hard right there.
Absolutely, man. Stay on the line with us today, Hobson. Actually, as I'm looking at the time, Hobson should be calling any minute now, actually, to be completely honest. Joe from Pennsylvania.
Hey, what's going on? Real quick.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? I just want to give a quick shout-out to Hobson Forums. This is Fiasco, originally Fiasco Fanatic from the Forums. Just give me a quick shout-out.
Okay, right on. And you're from the Hobson Forums or what?
Yeah, I'm... name is Fiasco. I go by Fiasco. Originally, it was Fiasco Fanatic. I got to change. Just giving them a shout-out. All the big Hobson fans are on there. We got all the information about them, so.
Oh, very dope. So, well, do you want to let the people listening in where they can get the latest Hobson information?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you could actually log in, create an account, log into the website HobsonForums.com, create an account, and you'll be up to date on everything. We got everything quick. We got everything up there, so. But what I wanted to ask Hobson real quick was, I want to know what kind of direction he's going in with this Hot Madness song or video, because I saw him post something on Facebook or Twitter. He was saying something like he was going to die or something. Like he's kept it so real in the video and the song that he's afraid he's going to get killed. So I kind of want to know the direction he's going in with it, like what he's rapping about. And real quick, I also want to know when he plans on releasing it on Saturday.
Okay, yeah. I think, you know, we mentioned a little bit about how secretive he's been about the project, and now he's dropping the single. You guys have all been actually saying that it's dropping on Saturday, so that's dope, because that's actually a little bit new to me.
Right.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
We are going to get to the bottom of that. We're going to see when does he plan to drop this Hot Madness video.
All right, cool.
Absolutely, man. Stay with us. Cody from Wisconsin, you're up next, brother.
How's it going, man?
How's it going? You know, Hobson's about to call in any minute. What do you want to hear from Hobson today?
I was just, like, going to ask him if he's planning on, cause I know he did that collab with Tech and B.O.B., obviously, the Am I a Psycho. I was wondering if he's planning on doing anything with anybody else.
Okay, yeah, and I think we've had that question a few times now, and it's a popular question. Another one that we can't really avoid today. We got to ask him. Are you going to do something else with Tech? Another popular one is, are you going to sign with Strange Music? I think that one he may have answered in the past, but we're definitely going to try to get to that today. Cody, thanks for sharing your question. We're going to keep you here on the line as we wait for Hobson to call in any minute now. We have, I want to say, Ankel from Minnesota. I'm sorry if I butchered your name.
Oh, no, nah, man. It's cool. It's Axel, like Axel Rose.
Axel, okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, no, so GNR fan, dope.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I've called in a couple times before, you know, over the last couple months and stuff, you know, just to hear what's going on and everything with some other collabs and stuff like that with Tech. But all I wanted to know is Hobson going to be doing anything with Brother Lin Chong?
Hello? Axel, well, he asked about Brother Lin Chong. I think a lot of people are actually waiting on that collaboration because, obviously, they're both West Coast MCs, and a lot of people want to see what Hobson and Brother Lin Chong could bring to the table together. I'm not even sure, actually. Maybe some of you could let me in on that, whether Hobson has talked about that before or not. Let's get to Forrest in Idaho.
Hey, man, what's up?
What's going on?
Not. My question for Hoffman is, when is he going to do something with Stone, with Stevie Stone?
All right. I'm only going to interrupt you, but that's just because the man of the hour is on the line with us. Let me get to Hobson right now. Hello? Hobson? Hop, are you with us? Okay. As I wait for him to join us, which, let's go back to Reginald in New York.
Hello?
Reginald, what's up, man? Hobson's about to join us any minute. What do you got going on?
What happened?
Do you have any questions for Hobson today?
Oh, yeah, I have a question. I want to ask him when he's coming to New York to perform, because I've been waiting for his concert for, like, forever.
Okay, yeah. I think that's going to be another popular one with the fans. Everyone is, you guys should see how many calls we have today. There's so many of you waiting to hear from Hobson. Definitely very cool. Let's go to Roby in Florida. It might be Ruby, might be Roby, I don't know, or Robbie. I'm sorry. It's one or the other.
What's up?
What's going on?
Not much, man. Big Hobson fan. It's Robbie. Just letting you know,
Robbie, okay. Sorry about that.
That's all good, boss. But, I've been in the Hobson for a minute now. I love everything he puts out. Stay updated with him and Funk Volume. I've been with him since he was doing the Don't Funk Up Our Beats contest that he does on YouTube with him and Swillies. And actually, a couple things I want to know, because everyone's pretty much basically covered all the questions that I have that are, like, the main ones. Like, if he's going to be messing with Strange still, and if he's going to be working with all the big artists like Stevie Stone and stuff. But things I want to know is, like, what he's, like, so fast, what he really knows about the Illuminati, because he posts up in a lot of his songs a lot about the Illuminati, and I want to know what his view is on it and, like, what he's so big about it, why he's so big on the Illuminati, because that's a big issue with me, too, and my belief in that they're trying to take over with stuff, you know, and I know that he understands it because there's at least four tracks I can name off top that he brings up the Illuminati.
Okay, yeah. I think a lot of people are on the same track as you with that, as far as that goes. The Illuminati, definitely something that a lot of you guys love to just bring up and talk about. I won't share my personal thoughts on that because, I just really don't have any. But let's get to Brian in Pennsylvania.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much.
Okay, you know, we got Hobson on today. We've covered a lot of things here talking to everyone. They all want to know different questions, you know, whether he's working with Tech, signing with Strange. What do you have to say to Hobson today?
I was just wondering if he's ever going to sign with Strange Music. Don't know what he's doing about that.
Okay, yeah. I think, like I stated already, we can't really avoid that question. We're going to have to get to that. Hobson might have answered that before. Who knows? But we're going to find out from him today. Brian, stay on the line as we wait for Hobson to call in any second. I want to hit on this, actually. If you've been watching BET's 106 in Park, then you know that Hobson's video with Tech9 and B.O.B., Am I a Psycho, has been on there. Remember to vote for that. You can vote either by text, online, or the BET app on I believe that's a free app that you can download. You can vote up to, I want to say, 25, 50 times, something like that. I might be a little misinformed on that, but keep voting. It was number 10 recently, and we want to get that back in the countdown. If you want to see Hobson on TV again, be sure to keep voting. Let's go to a few more callers here as we wait for Hobson to call in any minute. Let's see. We have Mississippi on the line. Kevin,
yo, what up? How you doing, bro? Hey, man. First off, Hobson's dope as fuck. Tech9's dope as fuck. But I think both of them need to collab with me. You know what I'm saying?
And, both of them need to collab with you?
Yes, sir. And I wanted to spit some shit online if you let me do that real quick.
I'll tell you what, man. There is an email address that you could send all your stuff into to Strange Music. But as far as freestyles on the air, I am going to have to politely say, please try to refrain from those. We get a lot of those, and I promise you, I can't sign you to Strange Music. I can't do anything about it. Let's keep it moving here as we wait for Hobson to call in. This would be the moment where Jeff would cut in and say, oh, well, and he would complain, but we're not going to get that from him today. Let's go to Travis in New Hampshire.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. A couple questions for Hobson. Just want to know, like, how he got his inspiration for Am I a Psycho? And, like, what? How much longer does he plan on, you know, doing what he does? Because what he does is fucking amazing. And when does he plan on releasing, like, any new material and stuff?
Okay, yeah. Definitely one of those things that everyone wants to know is when is the new stuff coming out? Like some people already mentioned, I believe he has a single or a video coming out this week. You know, what else can you ask for? I mean, he's been working hard, you know. Just got the Double XL cover. He's got all that BET exposure now. Obviously, a huge success on the indie scene, doing his thing. So, very, very cool. Let's hear from Rick in Arizona. Rick. Are you with us, Rick?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up, man?
It's just that Hobson and Tech9, they're, like, really beasts. They should, like, get to, like, they should join together and, like, have their own group. Like, they shouldn't be solo. They should be, like, put together.
Okay, so you're bringing up the point of a, almost like a side project between Tech and Hobson.
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you think that would sound like? I mean, do you want to pitch them a name for the group?
No, I don't have a name. I just think it would be cool for both of them to be on a group.
Okay, very cool. And are you you're a big Hobson fan? How long have you been listening to Hobson?
Like a year.
You're okay, man. All right, well, stay on the line with us. You know, we're waiting for Hobson to call in, and we're going to ask him about just a few things now that we've covered. Working with Tech9, signing with Strange Music, the big one that I personally want to get to, and I think a lot of you will want to hear about, is how does he feel about being compared to Eminem? We know that comes up a lot. I just want to know. I mean, is he an Eminem fan? Is he not? Does he like being compared to him? What does that mean to him? I know a lot of other rappers who've been compared to Eminem. Sometimes this might take it the wrong way. Take it as a compliment. Who knows? I guess we will see as soon as we get to Hobson. Let's hear from a couple of you. I have the 402 area code on the line. Hello? Oh, okay. Well, as we keep waiting for Hobson to call in, we've covered a lot of things with you guys. A lot of you guys are Hobson fans, big, big, longtime Hobson fans, which is actually very cool to hear. Some of you, first time you heard him was on Am I a Psycho? That's something new to me. I actually heard about Hobson a while back when he was doing his stuff on Ruthless Records. So it's a little crazy to me to hear from people who just found out who he is. Bo from Oregon.
Hey.
What's up, man? You're on the line with us. Hobson's joining us in just momentarily. Tell me, what do you want to hear from Hobson today?
I actually got some production questions for him, because he does produce. I wanted to know if there's any equipment or any specific aspect of production that he feels you should really kind of try to master early.
Okay.
In order to become successful as a producer. And I want to know, a lot of his productions are dark, so I wanted to know where, like, does he put himself in that mind state and how that affects him?
Very dope. I like that a lot, actually. That's a very, very good question. Tell me, when did you get into Hobson?
Almost a year ago.
Almost a year ago? Which album was it Raw that you got, you
yeah.
into him?
Yeah, it was Raw.
Okay. What do you like most about that album?
Nocturnal Rainbows, I think, is probably my favorite, both lyrically and production-wise. Very good track.
Okay, when I talk to people, it seems that Nocturnal Rainbows is the one that they love. It's definitely a very popular track. I think we should ask them about that today. What was your first impression of Hobson, man?
It was very unique, very just crazy. At first, I'm not gonna lie, I got like an ICP kind of feel from him. I'm not exactly fond of ICP. Like some drug lords, I'm down.
Bo, man, but I think Hop is on the line. Is he?
Yeah, he is.
What's up, Hop man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Wait, is this live or what is?
Yeah, we are live right now with all your fans listening,
so they can hear me right now.
They can hear you right now. Anything you want to say to them?
Oh, what's up, guys? Yeah, I'm in the building. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, man, definitely. I've gotten a chance now to talk to your fans for a little bit. They've been asking a lot of interesting questions, so we're just going to get right into it right from the jump. The big topic, obviously, XXL Freshman cover. You just landed that. Tell me about that. What was your reaction to finding out that you were on that, and what has the experience been like?
It was real dope because, it's something that I've been aiming towards for a few years. And I'm glad that they put me on because I have no industry ties whatsoever, like at all. I'm not one of those guys who secretly hides what's going on with my career and somebody big doing some shit for me. Like, they reached out and they wanted me on it. And I thought, because I used to kind of hate on ICP, like, man, people with record deals only get on there. People pay money, and I can honestly say I didn't pay anything. This was strictly off of my raw talent and buzz that got me on there. So, that was cool. It felt good. I'm not gonna lie. I do think the lineup is kind of weak because it's something no disrespect to XXL. The lineup is definitely probably one. I think it is the weakest one. Thus far, and it was a little disappointing because I wanted to be up there, and I was like, yes, I'm gonna be on there. I'm thinking like all these dope MCs are gonna be on there, and we're gonna be the new generation. And I see him, and I'm like, oh fuck, I'm like, god damn. Not all of them though. I'm just saying, half of them were on some bullshit, and half of them were dope. But I'm not saying who, I'm not saying names, but yeah.
No, very cool. I'm glad you addressed that. Actually, I was gonna say. There's been a lot of controversy over the people who were picked for the cover. Is there anyone that you think does belong on the cover that didn't make it?
That didn't make it? Who? I think ASAP Rocky could have been switched out. Could have been on there with somebody else switched out. Who else? I think... I don't know. Overall, hip-hop is on some bullshit anyway, so there's not even that many people. I don't even think there is 10 people who are doing it big. I knew Machine Gun Kelly was going to get it. I knew he had to be on there. If he wasn't, then something would have been going on. But, yeah, I couldn't even spot out 10 freshmen just that are up and coming. There's not that many people who are really doing it big, So, I don't know.
Yeah. Definitely, and you were at the photo shoot and stuff. What do you have to say about French Montana's bear hoodie thing that he had on?
It was funny. I was standing next to him, and I saw the bear and I just looked at him like, yo, is that a bear on your head? And he's like, yo, yeah. And I was like, wow. I just started laughing. Like, this guy has a bear on his head. And I was like, I mean, it was it was new. I've never seen that. So yeah, it was something different. But,
now, when something like being chosen for the freshman cover happens, you gain a lot of recognition from it. For an artist in your position, what do you think is the best way to take advantage of that steam you have going?
The best way to take advantage of it is to not get influenced by all this bullshit that goes on, because there's going to be a lot of people reaching out to try to make money off of me or do things with me, and I'm just going to stick to my same pattern, which is drop dope music videos and make dope music and, you know, show love to fans on webcam or at shows when I can. That's just going to be my formula until I get on a Justin Bieber level to where I can't do that no more, or else I'll get, you know, bombarded with a bunch of crazy motherfuckers. But yeah, I'm just going to keep doing what I do. I'm not going to, it's not going to my head, because I used to be signed and I've been through a lot of bullshit. So now when I come across something that's big like this, I can just literally accept it and understand things for what they are. So I'm like, okay, I'm on the cover. I've been working 12 years. I better be on that goddamn cover. And then I worked so hard to build my fan base. I've done all this stuff. Like, the cover is good, but it's not the thing that's going to boost me up and just completely make my career. You know, I still need to just be hops and do what I've been doing, so I'm just going to keep doing that. You know, I'm glad they put me on the cover, but I'm, you know, in my mind, that's just a cover for that XXL can promote. You know, I'm just hops and here in my basement making music and just doing my shit. So yeah, I'm not giving into that Hollywood world at all.
Okay. And, you know, I mean, speaking of national recognition, your video with Tech Night and B.O.B. Am I a Psycho, it was recently added to BET's 106 and Park Countdown. What kind of reception have you had since then?
Well, a lot of black people know me now. A lot more black people know me. I remember, yeah, a lot of my fan base has been white people, which, I mean, which isn't bad or anything. I'm just saying it's just the reaction in my actual neighborhood now when black people see me is funny, because I was like, man, they didn't even know who I was till I was on BET, or they saw me on XXL. It's just funny. But yeah, I can definitely see a little bit now, you know, when I go to the mall or I go to just some little place where there's a lot of people, you know, somebody may recognize me now. And yeah, it's pretty cool, I guess. I just hope it doesn't get too crazy, because I still like being normal. I still like being able to go out and chill in places where nobody knows who I am. So I don't want to have to wear a hoodie or a mask if I go out. I hope it doesn't get to that point.
If it ever does get to that point, how do you think you'll handle it?
I have no idea. I'm looking for somebody to talk to, like somebody who's famous, so I can talk to, so I can understand how this stuff works, because, I don't know. People expect a lot from me, and I'm not that guy. Like for one, I mean, just an example. I posted some shit on Facebook about whatever the hell's going on about some African dude who kills children or rapes. I don't know what the hell he does. Some guy in Africa, that's the big thing that's the talk of the internet right now. I don't really give a shit about it. It's not that I don't care. I just don't really care to give into it. But people take my opinion so strong, like, oh, my God, can you believe what he did, man? He said that, and Hobson, man, you're not supposed to do that. Like, oh, wow, I'm a high school dropout who sags his pants till his ass shows, and I slap hoes. Since when the fuck am I a politician who is supposed to give a fuck about any of that? Like, I got my own stuff that I'm dealing with. And to top it off, there's kids in L.A. who are just as fucked up in the head, and shit's going wrong, and they're being enslaved in a more humble way, so people just don't notice it. So it's fucking difficult. I don't know how, if I do get that big, I'm going to end up probably fighting a lot. I might get my ass whooped, I might not, I don't know, but I just feel like I'm going to get in a ton of brawls, because I can't pretend I'm like this. I'm not this godly figure that people may think a celebrity is supposed to be. And I'm not a celebrity at that. I'm just Marcus. I'm fucking Marcus. I walk around, I do shit. And if shit makes me mad, I talk about it. If I don't like shit, I talk about it. If I do whatever I do, I'm a human. I'm just being a human. And, yeah, so I need some type of advice from somebody who's been where I'm at to where they can be like, I know where you're at, Hobson. I did the same thing when I was in on your level, and yeah, I want to know how to go about this. But right now, I haven't bumped into that person yet, so I'm just coming up with my own little formula to get through it.
Right, and you just mentioned that what happened today on Twitter and Facebook. You seem to get a rise out of your fans a lot on those things. What has that been like, sort of taking to Twitter and Facebook and being able to express yourself at a moment's notice, and what kind of feedback do you get from your fans?
I mean, a lot of times, my fans are just supportive of anything I post. There's three different types of people that I'm dealing with. I got real fans, I got dick riders, and I got haters. Overall, they all like Hobson, but they all interested in Hobson. That's what it is. But yeah, I got my real fans, I got dick riders, and then I got the haters. So, thank God I have a lot of real fans who just know. So, I mean, a lot of the responses are good. But, you know, if I post anything that deals with something where people can bash it, they'll just – the haters just try to pick apart things I say on Twitter sometimes and just try to make me look like some idiot. But – I don't know. I overall just post whatever I want. I just literally post whatever I want. I don't care. Like, I don't even, it's weird. I wake up in the morning, I'm just in my normal home environment. It's just knowing that there's people just talking about me, going crazy over dumb shit that I post that I literally don't really care about like that. Like, they're just going crazy. I don't know. Life ain't that, it's that serious, but it's not that serious on Twitter, at least. Anything I do online is never that serious. So people just need to calm down and take a chill pill.
Right on, man. And, I want to keep you from your fans here, so we're actually going to take a few calls. Some of your fans have excellent questions, and I'm going to let them ask you directly. If you'd like to talk to Hobson, please call us at 347-994-3066. Before I get to you guys, let me just remind you that we have a lot of callers. Please try to be mindful of the length of your question or comment for Hobson. Corey in Boston.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, I was asking you earlier, a lot of people I hear compare Hobson to a young Eminem and say, like, he sounds like him, like, he just don't give a fuck about what no one thinks, and I want to know how he feels about that comparison.
Man, Eminem is the dopest rapper of all time to me, and he's my biggest influence in hip-hop music. So, yeah, it's a valid comparison. I learned a lot from Eminem, and, yeah, and I wouldn't have wanted to learn from anybody else, because if I had learned from somebody else, I probably wouldn't be as animated and outgoing as I am. You know, if you're learning something, you usually want to learn from the best source, and I felt like Eminem was the best source to learn from. If I had to learn from somebody else, it would be hard for me to be as open. And it'd be hard for me to not give a fuck as much as I do about things. Like, I'm just me. So, those are things that I picked up from Eminem. Because if I see somebody doing something, or if somebody does artwork or anything, you look at that person, you go, how are they doing that? That's what you say. Whether it's skateboarding, if you see a skateboarder skating really good, you go, how is he skating that good? I don't want to be like this guy who can't land shit. I want to know how that guy's landing these tricks every time, and how is he doing that? So you tend to just, I gravitate towards what works. And, yeah, Eminem is a huge influence on me. And, I took a lot of things from him, but I'm creating my own formula off of that, which is working for me now. And then life's going to go on and somebody's going to see me. They're going to take elements from Hobson. And then when they come out, you're going to be like, you sound like Hobson. And then he's going to make his own thing, and then I'm going to fade out. And then the cycle's just going to repeat over and over and over again.
Yep. Excellent. I know a lot of fans today had that question, and it's very cool to hear you speak on that. Let's hear from Fred in New York.
Yeah. I just want to know, like, what are some things that you are going to talk about in your new album?
My new album, I'm going to go in a slightly different direction than I went in Raw, because I'm not as depressed and emo as I was. I want to expand their minds. I want people to listen to my music and be like, damn, I need to get up and do something. Because when I do a lot of shows, people, they see me, and I do have a lot of people who idolize me, and
they're like, man, you know, I want to be like you. I idolize you, man. You're my idol. And I look at their lifestyle. I'll talk to them for a minute. And a lot of these people, they don't have a clue as to how. I mean, like, they don't know how to live. Really, they're surrounded by a bunch of non-motivating people who just sit and smoke weed and throw their lives away and just don't do anything at all, to where they have nothing to look forward to except maybe working at Burger King or working at Walmart. They don't know anything outside of their environment, which is sad because people should at least know these things, and if they want to live that way, then it's their choice. But I just want to expand their minds and let them know that there's a lot more out there in life, and they don't have to settle with what they see around them. So if their mom or dad is into something that they shouldn't be in, and they don't need to follow that path. If all their friends are doing something, they don't need to do that. There's other options out there. Because I can honestly say, if I had followed everybody who was around me, I would not be here right now. Hobson wouldn't exist. I wouldn't have gone to college. I'd just be skateboarding, and I'd probably, I don't know what the hell I'd be doing. I'd be doing some other shit, though. But I always kept a positive mindset. So I want people to hear my music, and I want them to go, damn, I didn't think about life that way. Damn, I never thought of it. I didn't know I could have been doing that. I want people to have those thoughts when they hear my music on Knock Madness. So that's what I'm going to try to do, because with great power comes great responsibility, like they say in the movie Spider-Man, and it's very true. So for me to be ignorant and continue to make songs like Sag My Pants or anything that's like just dumb it down people, I'd be stupid. I've learned a lot from touring, from being in the position I'm in, and I have to use my powers for good now, because I realize my gift is capturing people's minds and just pulling them in with my words. So I have to spread the right message.
Very cool. And that was Fred from New York. Thank you for that question. He asked about your album, obviously, Knock Madness, the new record. It seems like you have a lot of writing on this project, man. What can you tell me about this album and what it means to your career?
This is my album that's going to get me in that position that I want to be in. I'm not a mainstream artist. I'm underground, but I'm like right there, though. And I think this album will put the record the commercial music industry in a weird position, because I'm not gonna sign any record deals or nothing. I'm still gonna do things the way that I've been doing it over the past few years, and I'm getting big, and I'm probably the only artist out right now who just hasn't given in to all this like industry shit. Like, I'm still keep doing it the raw way, which is the way I've been doing shit. And this album was probably going to put me in a position to where I'm going to get so big and the radio's not going to play me. And it's going to be like, why aren't you playing Hobson? Why aren't you supporting Hobson when everybody knows him? The only reason you're not playing him is because something is going on behind the scenes of music, which will then expose a lot of stuff that I talk about in my Nocturnal Rainbow song. And then, yeah, it's going to unfold a lot of things. So it's not just to benefit me. By me doing this, it will show some other people, like, oh, damn, Hobson, he has millions of fans, and he's not playing on the radio, and there's no other artist that's that big, and it's like, there's something going on. Why? And then people will be like, okay, the music industry is bullshit. I want that to happen so people can see what the hell is really going on. And then, yeah, that will open up their minds. And it won't be about me. It'll be about them just knowing how life works and how shit just happens that, you know, whether the government or whoever just takes control over people's minds and blinds them so they can't see what's really going on while other shit's going on in the world. It's crazy. There's a lot of I'm like Einstein in my basement. I just got all these weird formulas. I'm sorry if I sound nuts.
Oh no, not at all. You know, on that same note, you know, you're talking about how you want the album to be. You once said something along the lines of, I want this to be better than whatever Dr. Dre's Detox sounds like. Obviously, we don't know what Detox sounds like, but do you think you reached that personal goal for yourself?
I will reach it. I will reach it, because at the end of the day, it's me. I'm realizing what I am, and this may sound very weird, but my existence on this earth is beyond what it's beyond me, and it's not what I didn't plan for this to happen. It was a plan that was made outside of me, and I don't mean Illuminati. What I mean is God. Like, this is when I put out my Raw album, I put it out just so I could pay rent so my mom would, you know, so she wouldn't be sad. And when and Raw has done so much for my career, like it keeps going. It keeps going. It's selling more than it's probably ever sold right now. And I'm like, wow, how is this album doing so much when it was almost damn near mixtape? And now the way fans are reacting towards what I do, like, I didn't know this would happen. I had no idea that this would happen like this. And it's like, man, and all these, like, the success that I've been receiving and from my videos and everything, it's like, how is this going on when I feel like I haven't been doing anything to get this? And I'm starting to realize that it's, you know, this is what's written in the books. This is my story. I have to use my power to make the world better. Like, I feel like it's God's sign saying you're here for a real reason. And people always say, like, if I, or just any person says, I want world peace or I want to change the world. It sounds so cliche and so stupid. People are like, whatever. But I literally feel that way. And I don't think I'm going to change the whole world, but just say there may be 200 chosen ones. And I might be one of those, and I'm just working my little outlet, whether that's in my little zone of however many people, and then as the other people work theirs, you know, we're just spreading the message and trying to, you know, help people become positive, and that's what it's about. So, yeah, it's crazy. I just feel like this was meant to happen, and I just have to do the right thing with it. I drifted off, kind of. Got the original question you asked. I apologize.
No, not at all. Definitely good to hear that. It sounds like you're going for a more mature sound on this, and I think a lot of your fans are going to appreciate that. Speaking of the album, I want to ask about the single, the first single that you got coming out, Hot Madness, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Hot Madness, yep.
Tell me about that.
It's going to be out this weekend. Basically, it's a theme park. It's a theme park-based video, and it's about my little adventures that happened inside of my theme park. It's funny. I don't want to give it away, but it's going to be crazy and wild and raw and dope. And it also has its little positives in it as well. I mean, it is. Now, I don't want people to think I'm going 100% like not cussing and not like I'm still the same Hops and I'm not going to change. But I guess you could say it's, I'm positive with aggression behind it, so I'm not like, hey, you, get off the streets and don't do drugs and don't do that and live your life properly. And Ron, you gotta look in the sky, you gotta use your mind, visualize. I'm not doing that rap. Still the same shit. I just do it with the middle finger and say fuck people who don't want to see you do the right thing. And you know, there's a right way to do it, and I'm doing it the right way. I'm not gonna come off corny or no shit like that. I don't like when rappers do that.
Okay, yeah. Before I let you go, because we are almost out of time here with Hop, I want to get just one more thing out of the way as I'm talking to you. We've talked about the album, talked about your Double XL cover. A lot of fans today wanted to know, when can we expect you to work with Tech N9ne again and what your relationship is like with Tech since the making of Am I a Psycho?
My relationship with Tech is cool. We talk on the phone from time to time, and yeah, he's a cool ass dude. He's a real humble person. Like if I didn't know who he was as an artist, I would never even, if I just bumped into him or met him somewhere, I would never even know that he was like famous or anything, because he's just so humble and nice. He doesn't rep like commercial, or he doesn't rep fame. Like he's not one of those guys who, when you see him, you just feel a bunch of Hollywoodness. So that's cool. And yes, I've bumped into people, I ran into them, and I always question, like, damn, this person looks like they'll probably not want to talk to me if I go over and try to ask them a question. I don't even want to approach them. But Tech N9ne, he does not have that vibe at all, which is cool. So I feel like I can call him whenever, and he won't get upset or be like, yo, man, why are you calling me, man? I mean, I would never abuse the privilege, you know, but It's just the vibe. So he's a cool dude. And as far as us collaborating, I did talk to him briefly about appearing on Knock Madness. He said he was down, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be on it. I don't have any song ready yet, but I'm going to I'm gonna try to come up with something, somewhere down the road, and hit him up and ask if he's feeling it, and if he is, we're gonna get a collab done after we handle the business behind all that, and then yeah, hopefully if it comes out dope, we can do a video to it, and I can bring him into the Hobson world and direct a video with me and him, and I think that'd be sick.
Oh, definitely, and that's something a lot of fans are wondering, obviously. The last thing that I want to ask you before I let you go today, because this was something that kept coming up today when we talked to your fans on here. You may have answered this before, so if you have, I apologize, but I think it's a big question that sort of needs to be addressed today, and that is, have you ever been interested in signing with Strange Music, and will you ever?
Well, I definitely have been interested. It's just now I'm at a point I feel better if I do it the way that I'm doing it, so it's nothing against Strange Music. I'm just signing something in general. I'm kind of like hesitant when it comes to signing things because of my Ruthless Records situation. And yeah, I mean, I like what I'm doing right now. You know, I'm comfortable in the space that I'm in, you know, and I still got love for Tech N9ne, still got love for Strange Music, and you know, we're all still cool. But I just prefer to do it this way. You know, I just want to do it the way I'm doing it because it's working for me right now. And I know I have full control over everything, and I like it that way. I like that I don't have to report to anybody, and I just do things as I want them. And I'm not looking for – I don't really want to be categorized as the – I don't want to be a businessman like that either. I just want to be me. The way I want people to look at Hobson is the guy on the internet who just puts stuff out as he pleases and he's making a living, and that's what I am. I'm not trying to be a rapper where I'm like, let me go on tour every this, that. Like, I want to be Marcus Hobson, and then Hobson is the name I go by when I rap, and I'm still a person, and I like chilling with my girlfriend, I like going places, going on vacations. I like doing all that stuff, so... Yeah, well, in my lifestyle right now, I'm in a comfortable place to do that. So that's why I don't really like contracts or signing with anybody, because it takes a little bit of freedom away. But like I said, it's not anything aimed at Strange Music. You know, it's just how I prefer to work, you know.
Oh, absolutely, man. And, you know, thank you for answering that. I know you must get that all the time, but our fans really wanted to know today. And, you know, as we're winding down here, unfortunately, you know, we ran short on time with you, so I'd like to have you back on, if that would be cool, because we have a lot of fans who wanted to talk to you today, and we tried to cover all their questions, but first of all, I just have to say thank you for joining us today, man. I know you have a really busy day.
No problem. Yeah, you can definitely have me back on. I mean, you guys can contact my leak or whoever you contact, and we can definitely set up something soon again.
Oh, absolutely, man. For all the listeners, that is our show for today. I'd like to thank our guest, Hobson, who had a lot of interesting things to say. And, of course, be on the lookout for his new album, Knock Madness, and his single dropping this week, Hop Madness. I'd like to remind everyone to please follow Hobson on Twitter, @Hobson, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, correct. That's it.
Okay, and, you know, yeah, absolutely, be on the lookout for the new single. Where can they check out the new single this weekend, by the way?
It'll be on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/HobsonTV.
Okay, right on.
And it'll be on iTunes as well.
Oh, absolutely. That goes out to all the fans who are listening, who were waiting for the single. Again, Hobson, man, I got to say thank you. And to everyone who joined us today, thank you very much. And we're going to try to have you back on. As always, I'd like to remind everyone to keep it strange.
Strange Music.